This is Senator Al Simpson. Now we find federal money routinely funneled off to pay the salaries of those who lobby the Congress. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the Truth in Lobbying Amendment will soon be law. It will keep those who lust for federal grants, contracts, loans, or cooperative agreements from using federal funds to pay the people who influence the Congress. That is good news. It's tough enough to sort legitimate funding requests from all the pork, but for the taxpayers to pay people to lobby us for more money with their money is wrong. In fact, it's just plain kooky. Think about it. The government is paying the private sector to get the government to cough up more money. Ted, President Bush will soon put this one on the books with his signature. It's a long overdue improvement in our convoluted lobbying system, and it will save some bucks, too. You agree, don't you, Ted?
Al, you really have no shame. Of course that lobbying reform is a good idea, but President Bush had nothing to do with it. It was a Democratic initiative, and Democratic Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia deserves 99 and 44 one-hundredths of the credit. For years, Congress looked the other way while well-heeled lobbyists solicited clients with promises of federal funds for pork barrel projects. For a fee, of course, with the lobbyists taking a slice of the pork. The scandal boiled over when a West Virginia university hired a Washington lobbyist in the hope of obtaining a new federally financed research center for its campus. Senator Byrd blew the whistle on that abuse. The result is a new law requiring full disclosure of those sweetheart pork deals and banning the use of federal funds to pay for lobbyists and consultants. An overdue reform, Al, but we'd still be waiting for it if we relied on you and the Bush administration to see the light. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.